Hello, welcome back to In Depth for a second interview. First time in the studio, and I feel very ashamed about that because she should have been here a long time ago. Danny L. Doering, who's the executive director for Step One Recovery. Danny, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And Danny, give me some background. Actually, let's talk about Step One first, and then we'll kind of get into your kind of personal background. Step One, let me know about this organization, how long it's been around, that sort of thing.
Okay, so Step One was founded in 1993 by a gentleman named Eli Maritano. He started Step One many years ago, and it's continued on since then. It's a 20-bed men's transitional living facility with outpatient substance abuse counseling for men working on their issues with addiction and possibly co-occurring mental health disorders.
I got you. So it's not just necessarily addiction, but also mental health is a factor as well.
Yes, generally that goes hand in hand with addiction.
Right. Yeah, it's definitely a good point. So how long has it been? So 1993, you said?
Yes, it was started in 1993, and I myself came there in 2005. And became the executive director a couple years later, and I've been there ever since, going into my 14th year there.
Wow.
So I'm happy to be there and happy to help all these men, get back with their children and restore their lives and
Amen.
Their dignity.
Yeah, beautiful. So 14 years, I mean, what's been kind of the trajectory of the organization since you've been there, I guess?
Well, basically, it started out, again, when Mr. Maritano started it. That was before licensure and certification.
Okay.
And since coming there, we have done a renovation. The facility, it's a three bi-level, tri-level kind of house. It's
okay.
Really interesting. You don't notice that when you look at it from the outside.
Right.
But once you get in, you're like, wow, it's kind of like the Winchester house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's a little sizable.
Yeah. It was built.
Does it have like kind of an old school feel to it?
It does. It was built in 1924, which
oh, wow.
The architecture on the inside is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And so it's a blend of old and new. And like I said, you know, we've been at this for a long time, but the community doesn't really know us too well.
Right, which is why I have you in the studio right now.
Well, so that's awesome.
Get it in people's heads.
Yes.
So maybe there's somebody out there who's going through a tough time when it comes to addiction and they think they don't have anywhere to turn. Well, that is not true.
Right. That's absolutely correct. We have a website if anyone is interested. It's www.steponeinc.org. And on there is our application. If a person, it's only for adult males. So if you're okay. interested and you're out there and don't know, you know, where to get help, please visit our website. You can look at everything that we offer there.
Okay. Very cool. So what's the age range, I guess, if you talk about adult men?
The age range is anywhere from 18 on up to 70 years old,
okay.
Depending on your mobility
right.
level and your level of motivation. We're a working program, meaning that while you live at Step One, you do go out and secure employment.
Okay.
And one of the great things we do is that we don't charge our clients rent, but rather we make it mandatory that they save their own money.
Okay.
So every week they're practicing a savings account as if they were paying rent. And then when they leave there, they have a chunk of money to go get an apartment as right. opposed to securing somewhere, you know, high risk, like a weekly.
Or like a motel or something like
yes, that. Yes, that's very high risk for our population.
Right. I mean, yeah, because being in those environments, I mean, that is not really conducive to getting over an addiction.
No. It just kind of puts them back in the addiction.
Yeah, exactly. So has it been the same number of kind of people you can cater to over the course of however long it's been around?
Well, I think that has changed over the years. It used to be over 30 men in the house at a time, and
okay.
that was pre-licensure. And then they came through and decided, you know, what would be a reasonable amount for the space that we occupy. And so they decided that 20 beds is the most conducive for the house that we have. So,
gotcha. Okay. So do you, what kind of volunteerism do you have going on? How many people do you have kind of working there?
We have a staff of 5 people, myself, 6 altogether.
Okay.
We treat, like I said, there's 20 beds for the transitional living section
right.
and there's 30 slots for the outpatient, the level one outpatient counseling. And so it's not a huge organization, but what we do very well.
Yeah.
One of the things that we do well is we don't necessarily track success because that's hard to define in terms of substance use.
Quantitatively, it's hard to.
Yes. I mean, how do you say someone's successful? So
yeah.
What we track is recidivism. So out of the gentlemen that come to our program, in the first year that they leave, how many of them go back to prison, say if they came from prison? And our recidivism rate is 95% do not go back in the first year that they leave our house.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's an impressive statistic.
Right. I'm pretty proud of that statistic.
Yeah, for sure. So are you kind of want to maintain, I guess, having the 20 beds at this point? There's no plans to, like, expand or anything?
Well, that's sort of the board of directors is kicking that around. And
okay.
One of the things that our men struggle with in particular is where to live in the community once they finish the program.
Right.
Because they do have that felony on their record or they have some criminal justice history, all nonviolent offenses, of course.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, it's tough to get housing that's decent in a decent neighborhood. And so the board of directors is talking about securing maybe another property that our guys could live in after they finish the program.
So almost like even if it was a temporary housing situation after that?
Yes,
that might
like
be a possibility?
Maybe up to a year or even 2 years. And again, it's all about practicing, paying rent, going to work every day,
right.
You know, the things.
Getting into the life mode.
Yes, so getting into the basic life skills mode like you and I do every day.
Right.
These guys are practicing how to do that and do it well.
Gotcha. So when it comes to addictions, is it all manner of addictions you're kind of treating?
Yes.
Okay.
Substance use disorders.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what the substance is. The fact that it has, you know, gotten chronic in their life and posed problems for them, it doesn't matter what drug it is.
Okay. So as far as, I guess, your finances, how you pay for this program,
yes.
What are the makeup of that, I guess?
It's a combination of grant funds. We have a grant we received from the Substance Abuse Prevention and Treatment Agency in our state, as well as the Office of Criminal Justice Assistance. We have two small grants there, and the majority of our funds come from fundraising.
Okay.
And so we have two huge fundraisers every year. We have one coming up this March. It's March 16th at 6:30 p.m. at the El Dorado. It's our anniversary dinner, and we also give out awards to community members who make a difference in people's lives regarding substance abuse.
Oh, beautiful. So can people buy tickets and attend? How does that work?
Yes, they can buy tickets online through our website, or they can come to the office. They can purchase tickets there. And the only thing is we're almost sold out, which is a wonderful
thing. Well, that's encouraging. That's
yes.
Good.
And so about a week before the event, we stopped selling tickets so that we have a count and know how many people are coming.
Right on. So you very limited time, very limited seats left.
Yes.
People should jump on it.
Absolutely. It's a great event. The awards, we have guest speakers. There's a particular section when the clients get up and talk about their sobriety, and it's just a really powerful, fun evening.
Oh, wonderful. Well, then people should definitely attend. And what's the other, I mean, even if it's far off, what is the other fundraising event you do?
In October, early October, before it gets really cold, we have a great golf tournament in 70-degree weather, and there's a bunch of swag and stuff that all the golfers get, and it's for a great cause. All the money raised that day goes directly to the program, and so it helps us keep our doors open.
Very cool. And can people donate, I mean, and at any time of the year, I would imagine?
Absolutely. They can go on our website, and there's a link that they can click to donate to the program. Each client really, it's beneficial if they have hygiene, and so that's really important when they first get there because they come with nothing. And so, or clothing that we can purchase for them for job interviews because, again, they come with usually prison blues, which aren't real great to have a job interview.
Right. Probably not the most, yeah.
And not to mention, we always need paper products, paper towel, toilet paper. Any of those items are more than useful. You can go to Costco, drop those off.
Cool. Is it easier if people give you products or is it easier just to give you money and you can get the stuff yourself?
I would say both.
Cool.
We love both, money and products.
You don't discriminate.
No,
right.
We don't discriminate.
Very cool. Well, anything you want to get out there about step one that we haven't talked about already?
I think that, you know, most people are familiar with step two, which is the women's program,
right.
And they do an awesome job. And I just want people to know that step one is for the adult men in our community who aren't, you know, necessarily a warm and fuzzy donation because, you know, it's not women and children, nothing right. against them, of course, but, adult men really need our help as well.
Exactly. So, well then help out, step one recovery, Danny Doering, executive director in the studio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.